prosper. You're going to succeed. You're not going to keep scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel. No, that's not God's will for your life. 3 John 2 said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Go after that. That's what God promised you. Go after that. And then Jesus, the master teacher, whoo, glory to God. He told us in St. John 10:10, I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. You ought to shout three times. That's for me. That's for me. That's for me. Yes, abundant living is for you. But right now, I want you to get ready to meet us September the 6th. We will start the all-in-one midweek service on September 6th. Yes, all-in-one. What you mean, Broadnax, all-in-one? Prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. Intercessory prayer. 7 p.m. praise and worship, just like on Sunday morning. And then I'm going to be getting into that Word of God around 7:15 or 7:20. It is going to be powerful. So every Tuesday, we will be right here in the midweek worship service. 6:30, that intercessory prayer is going to start. 7 p.m., the praise and worship. That Tuesday is going to give you the strength for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Listen. You don't want to miss these services. But right now, let's go back into the service, and I want to play an insert from last Sunday morning. I'm talking about it here. Flowing in that spirit of faith. Now watch it right here. Two ways things get into your spirit. Watch this. Through what you see and what you hear. Eye gate, ear gate. Got to learn this right here. Now, y'all hang around here, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There are going to be some folk ain't going to like you. Let me tell you why. Because you're going to be talking different. You're going to be acting different. And you're going to be demonstrating different. Huh? They're going to come by think you still in that old place you used to live. Y'all ain't going to talk to me about it. And your address to change. Y'all ain't talking to me. See, and then when they see you over there at Walmart, see, they got some, they done heard some gossip, and they think you done heard the same gossip. Now they ready to have a gossip meeting right there at Walmart. But you got a whole different attitude now. Huh? You ain't talking the same. Hey, how you doing, brother? Oh, man, let me tell you something here. I'm the head and not the tail. Whoo, yeah, I wish I had help in there. Then they step back and look at you, and you walk off and say, and another thing, I'm on top and going high. Woo! Huh? Look at somebody, tell them, I'm getting it right now. And how many know when you start talking and acting like that, don't you know there's some folk ain't going to like that? Come on. They miserable, and they want you to be miserable. Some folk. Boy, my grandmama always talking to me. She in heaven, but she talked to me sometimes. She just said, brother, I'd be upset with them about some of them boys about something. She said, brother, don't worry about it. She said, you got to feed them with a long spoon. You keep them away from you. And some people, come on, some people have a spirit of doubt. And when they come, they fill the atmosphere with doubt. Some people you need to keep out of your house because they got a spirit of confusion with them. When they show up, arguments break out. Dogs want to fight. Cats want to fight. Like they just release a spirit in there. But that's what they carry with them. Huh? But when a person flows in the spirit of faith, how many know when he walks in, she walks in, she releases something in the atmosphere. They think it's just a song, but you better look at somebody and tell them, I'm an atmosphere changer. I change that. I don't care how dark it is. When I walk in, it's going to lighten up. But now this is what happens when you flow in the spirit of faith. Now, watch me, Sister Carol. For me to properly flow in the spirit of faith, I must know this word of God. I mean, before all time, sister. Talking about then spiritual warfare. I said, what you fighting with? Can't hit the devil with no stick. See, if you're in spiritual warfare, how many know the only thing will whoop that devil is that word of God? So you got to know that word. That's the only thing he runs from. That's the only thing he bags up from. Is that word of God. I'm talking right, evangelist. Watch this right here. I proved this from the word of God. Jesus fasted. Help me, Holy Ghost. I can't do this by myself. 40 days, 40 nights. Matthew chapter 4 tells us this. And when he came out of the wilderness, guess who was waiting on him? The devil. See, he's accused of the brethren, you know. That old devil told him, he said, now, I know you're hungry. See, he know what you want. He know your desire. Don't think he don't know now. He was up in heaven for a while. He tried to take over up there. And God said, you got to go now. Got to go. Watch this right here. So, devil walked up to Jesus and said, now, you know, he always tried to make you question what you believe. And he questioned you. You really think you're a preacher? Do you really think you're a prophet? I mean, he tried to make you question yourself. So in other words, Jesus, now if you all of what the prophets have spoken about you, and I know you're hungry, why don't you turn that stone to bread? I'm talking about flowing that spirit of faith. Now watch it right here. Jesus didn't pick up the stone and try to hit it. Nowhere we see Jesus pick them up and body slam them. No, watch what Jesus did. See, people want to condemn the Old Testament. But let me tell you something. Jesus went and got a scripture out of the old, what you say? Deuteronomy. Out of the Old Testament, and that's how it got in the new when he whooped the devil with it. He went and got that out of Deuteronomy and brought it in there and said, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. Huh? But by every word of what? Proceeded out of the mouth of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Okay, what did he whoop him with? The word. What you gonna whoop him with? The word. Y'all, the devil is just super crazy. He took Jesus up to a mountain, a high mountain, and told him, said, now you know what? You quoting on me, I'm gonna quote on you. You quoting scriptures on me, now let me put one on you. Well, Psalms 91 says, Jesus, you know, that if you jump off of this mountain, God will give his angels charge over you. Unless you dash your foot against a stone. So why, if you believe that, Jesus, why don't you try? What did Jesus whoop him with? It's written, thou should not what? Tempt the Lord thy God. I'm helping somebody. I'm helping somebody in the sanctuary. I'm helping somebody online. See, I'm going to tell y'all something here. We got to clean up and get our mind right. We got to get our beliefs right. We got to get our words right. We cannot keep on talking this world system stuff and think we're going to walk in kingdom blessings. Oh, we in this world, but we are what? Not of this world. Got to start operating in kingdom. We start operating in kingdom, everything going to get better. What did James Broadnack say? I say, everything going to get better. Start walking in kingdom. Especially when you learn how to flow in that. That's what we're doing. Flowing in that spirit of faith. So that's how Jesus defeated that devil. Now watch this right here. Now I'm going to pick back up right here in this Mark chapter 11. You that are listening online, watch this right here. And it says here, verse 20 again, and in the morning as they passed by and saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter called into remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. See, that's what you got to do to that cancer. Got to curse that cancer. Y'all ain't talking to me here. Certain stuff going on, we just got to curse it. To wither up, dry up. So now watch this right here. And look at your neighbor and tell him, you got that power. See, people don't believe it, but you got it. You have it. God has given it to you. Jesus has given it to you. But watch it right here. It's got to be activated. Got to be activated. Flowing in that spirit of faith. Flowing in it. Whew. You're preaching good. Got to see it. Watch this. Then the Bible says here in verse 22, Mark 11, 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, what y'all? Have faith in who? In God. Do you know when you put your faith in God, can't nobody stop you? I'm going to say something. I'm black enough to say it. I said, I'm black enough to say it. Come on, I wish I had it. Huh? When you have faith in God, how many know your skin color can't stop you? Color of your skin can't stop you from getting what you want. I wish I had help up in here. When you have faith in God right in the midst of the fight, you will put your head up, your shoulders back, and let the devil know, whatever I'm in, I'm coming out. We got to get in churches, not just for a name. We got to get where the anointing abided. Come on, where the presence of God. How many know the presence of God can do more for you than I can ever do? Where I'm up here preaching now, the presence of God, my God, begin to move on the inside of you. Next thing you know, you throw your head back. Come on here, your tongue start moving, and you start saying some stuff. You don't know what you're saying. Oh, but God knows what you're saying. Spirit of faith.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
But now we got the Holy Spirit in us, and He's everywhere at all times, amen? And a complement is that which fills up or complete, which when brought together, it constitutes a whole. Amen. So just as a body is a complement of the head, so the church is the complement of Christ. Amen. So without the head, we can't function right. Amen. But at least anyone should think this imply of imperfection or incompletion on Jesus' side. That's not what it said. It says we complement. Amen. That's why Paul quickly added that the fullness of him who fills all in all. That means from his needing anything to fill any lack of completion. Amen. And the Lord Jesus himself, the one who fills all in all, Christ himself, just like he passed through the universe and supplied it with all it needed, who so wisely and skillfully filled the universe with all material elements necessary for existence, and also how wisely and skillfully infuses his people with the Holy Ghost, amen, with his own character. And so what it does, it this church, it receives and contains the grace and virtue of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, how does this apply to you and me today? I'm so glad you asked. So let me help you. It applies to you and me today because as believers, we are in the church, which is Christ's body, and he is the head. This means that there is a living connection between you and Christ. Physically speaking, since the head controls the body and keep the body functioning, toxic, that means Christ Jesus is our spiritual head. And through the Spirit, he will keep us united to him if we obey him, if we stay in his will, If we walk in his statutes and his commandment, amen, if we love one another,